All my pregnancies had been awful, but my fifth pregnancy was the first that was life-threatening. The pregnancy began with the same severe illness and vomiting, but this time I continued to menstruate. Shirley, the nurse practitioner I saw, said it was not unusual for a woman to have one period after becoming pregnant. She listened to the baby's heartbeat, said it was normal, and sent me home. Two nights after Shirley told me not to worry about the bleeding, I awoke because I was soaked. I turned on the light and saw that I was covered in blood. There was a pool of blood in the bed. I was hemorrhaging. I panicked and got in the shower, and the bleeding stopped. I taught my second graders the next day, thinking that I had probably miscarried and that my pregnancy was over. But my morning sickness continued. I saw Shirley a week later, and she ordered an ultrasound. The test showed a healthy baby, but a placenta that had abrupted, torn away from the uterus. Only 50% of the placenta was functioning. I was only 13 weeks pregnant. Shirley consulted with the other nurse practitioner now working in the community, and the two agreed that I needed to spend the rest of my pregnancy in bed. Who would care for my four children if I was confined to bed? Patrick, the youngest, was still in diapers, and I knew that no one would bother to change him more than once a day. I asked Merrill what I should do. He accused me of trying to make this into something it wasn't, and said to stop pitying myself. What mother wouldn't give her life for her baby? He told me to quit my job and go to bed. In his view, this pregnancy was a test required by God. I continued to hemorrhage off and on for the next 6 months. I was so weak it was difficult to even stand. One morning, after waking up in a pool of blood again, I felt that I was dying and feared this might be the last day I would have to spend with my children. Shirley learned of my deteriorating condition from Tammy. For Shirley, this was a medical issue, not a religious one. The next day when she saw Merrill at a community function, she spoke to him in front of people she knew he was trying to impress. She told him I needed to go to the hospital immediately, and if I didn't, he'd have a dead wife and a dead baby. Shirley shamed Merrill into sending me to the hospital, and I was en route an hour later. The doctor didn't want to deliver me because the baby was still small and its lungs undeveloped. By now, I was 33 weeks pregnant. I stabilized in the hospital quickly with adequate food and hydration. I stayed there for 4 weeks, and then Andrew, my fifth child and third son, was born by cesarean section. Andrew was small, but he nursed heartily and gained weight quickly. His survival was a miracle. Shirley said she'd never thought I'd carry Andrew as long as I did. Thankfully, only Merrill was allowed to be present in the delivery room. My pregnancy with Andrew changed my sense of security in the world. I had five healthy and beautiful children that I cherished, but I was terrified of becoming pregnant again. I wanted birth control, but had no access to it. The FLDS believed that if a woman used birth control to keep life from coming into the world, she would pay for it in the next life by being a childless servant to her husband's other wives throughout eternity.